Das Chazor sich in der Schabach Rechaz Rishag, wo Yehuda besagt, dass Nazir darf nun. The Mishnah had said, Al-Kazayis meis fi Al-Kazayis netzel. What is netzel, for the Gemara? And for the Gemara, it's decomposed flesh that it has congealed, and fluids in the meis that bubble when heated. In fact, what's the case that it's necessary to know that the congealed substance is tummy as netzel? If we don't know that the substance came from the meis altogether, then even if it congeals, why do we say that it proves that it must be from the meis? If we know that it came from the meis, then it should give off tumma even if it did not congeal. So Rabbi Yirmiya said the case is where there's a liquid that came from the meis, but we don't know if it's mucus, which does not give off tumma as meis, or decomposed flesh, which does give off tumma as meis. Therefore, if it congeals, it means it's decomposed flesh. If not, it means it's mucus and therefore would not give off tumma. Abaye asked Rabbah, is there a concept of netzel by an animal? Would the netzel from a decomposed animal, would it give off tumas nevela? Do we say that there's only a tradition regarding netzel when it comes from a person, or do we say that it even applies to that of an animal? The Gemara says, according to the view that an animal carcass no longer gives off tumas nevela once it's not fit to be eaten by people, then it would be clear that the netzel of an animal would not give off tumas nevela, because once it's decomposed, no person would eat it, and therefore it doesn't have tumas nevela anyway. However, according to the view that it continues to give off tumas nevela, that a nevela that's decomposing, that becomes disgusting, continues to give off tumas nevela as long as it's fit to be eaten by a dog. So a dog l'chayr would eat the netzel, so would that netzel of this animal give off tumas nevela or not? So Braisa says, Zakti Gemara, that fats of a nevela bird that are melted over a fire remain tame. They remain because they remain fit for human consumption. If they were melted in the sun, they're tar. Now, when they melt in the sun, they're fit to be eaten by a dog, and yet we say that it's not tame in this state. This must be because it's netzel at that point, and there's no concept of netzel when it comes to an animal for tumas nevela. The Gemara says, no, it may be that it becomes tar then only because melting in the sun spoils the fats to the point that it's no longer fit to be eaten by a dog either. However, animal netzel, in a case where it would be fit to a dog, maybe would still transmit tumas nevela. Zakti Gemara Vayter. A Mishnah said, when a liquid is poured from a tar keli to a tame keli, the stream in mid-ear that's going from the upper keli to the lower keli, and the liquid in that's still remaining in the upper keli, both of them remain tar. So meaning the liquid in the keli, in the upper keli that's pouring, and the stream between the upper keli and the lower keli are both tar until they actually reach the lower keli. Meaning because the stream of liquid is not considered to connect the upper keli and the lower keli. Except in the case of zifim honey and sapiches. Those over there, the upper keli and the lower keli are considered to be connected. Beis Shammai say, also a thick cereal of greasin or of pul are considered to connect the substances in both kelim, because when one stops pouring these items, the stream, the midstream, jumps back into the upper keli, and that makes it therefore that stream is a connector between the two kelim. Rabbi Bar Chama asked, according to the Tanakhama, is a stream of melted foods, let's say melted fats, is that considered to connect the two kelim when it's poured from one to the other or not? Does the Tanakhama hold that honey and tzapicha streams jump back when the pouring stops, and that's why they're considered to be connected, and melted foods, which don't have that characteristic, they don't jump back when you stop pouring, so maybe they're not considered to be connected? Or does he hold that they're connected because they're thick, and since melted foods are also thick, they're also considered to be connectors of the upper and lower keli? Rava said, a braisa says, if there's a kazayas sized piece of fats from a mace and one then melts it, it remains tame. Now, if we say that melted foods are not considered to be connected, then since during the melting process some of the fats melted off before the rest, it should not be considered connected and should therefore be considered as less than a kazayas and not be tame. So that's the chayra, that you see that it is considered to be connected. But Rav Zeyn Ravina explained, now the case may be where the entire kazayas never separated from each other at all, and that's why it's considered to be connected. Frekhna Ravina said to Ravashi, maybe we can answer this from Beis Shammai, who clearly say that it's because the cereal jumps back to the upper keli. This must be the reason for the Tanakhama as well. Mar says, not a proof. And maybe the Tanakhama's reason is based on the thickness, and Beis Shammai's reason is based on the stream jumping back, so no raya. Mishnah then said, V'al meloi tarvid rekev. How much is a spoonful? So Machlekes Chizkiya said it's a palmful without the fingers. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a handful, meaning a palmful with the fingers as well. A bryce, the effect like this, a bryce says, or Meir says that a spoonful is the amount from the base of the fingers to the fingertips. The Chacham say it's a handful. Now, Rabbi Yochanan can follow the Rabbanon, but Chizkiya seems to follow neither view of the bryce, not Rabbi Meir, not the Chacham. So, and for the Gemara, they answer that the size of a palmful and the size of from the base of the fingers to the fingertips is actually one and the same, and therefore he would hold like Rav Meir. Another teretz is Rav Simon bar Ado, Setera Papa, maybe the Rameyer means to give the measurement of the base of the fingers to the wrist. Rameyer says from the base of the fingers downwards, he actually means not to the fingertips, maybe he means to the wrist, which would actually be the same thing as saying a palmful. And maybe, and therefore, Chizkiyah could therefore be following Rabbi Meir, and they're saying actually the exact same thing.